From NPR News in Washington, I'm Dick Iuliano. Greek leaders are failing so far to form a coalition government after there was no conclusive winner in last Sunday's parliamentary elections. Joanna Kakissis reports from Athens. The deadlock creates the possibility of new elections.
Syriza, the leftist party that came in second in the last vote, refused to participate in what it calls a pro-austerity coalition. Syriza leader Alexis Tsipras said European Union leaders are blackmailing Greece into accepting painful austerity measures to avoid an exit from the eurozone. He says he believes the monetary union would fall apart without Greece. But EU leaders say the eurozone can handle a Greek exit. They say Greece must stick to austerity to keep receiving the international bailout loans that are keeping the country from going bankrupt. Greek lawmakers who supported the bailout say Tsipras is playing Russian roulette with the country's eurozone membership. For NPR News, I'm Joanna Kakissis in Athens.
49 bodies have been found dumped on a highway between the northern Mexican city Monterrey and the United States border. The violence could be the latest in an escalating war between drug gangs. Mexico's organized crime groups often abandon multiple bodies in public places to serve as a warning to rivals. Four people have been killed in Iraq in a pair of bombings targeting Iraq's security forces. The attacks come as the U.S. Embassy says it's scaling back efforts to train Iraqi police. Changes could be coming to J.P. Morgan Chase after last week's $2 billion trading loss. The Wall Street Journal is reporting that three of the bank's executives are expected to leave their jobs following the trading blunder. The CEO of J.P. Morgan Chase delivered a public admission today over the investment loss, but NPR's Allison Keyes reports the head of J.P. Morgan Chase insists the bank, one of the nation's largest, remains very strong.
Jamie Dimon says the company made, in his words, a terrible, egregious mistake, and that there was almost no excuse for it. He says the bank is open to regulators looking into what happened, and also tells NBC's Meet the Press the government should have the power to take down a big bank.
I believe compensation should be clawed back, the board should be fired, the equity should be wiped out, and the bank should be dismantled, and the name should be buried. In disgrace.
Though Dimon says the bank still will earn a lot of money this quarter, he admits the $2 billion loss will give ammunition to regulators looking to tighten banking rules. Allison Keyes, NPR News, Washington.
This is a big week for Facebook and its young CEO, Mark Zuckerberg. Monday is the Facebook founder's 28th birthday, and it's the week Facebook is expected to start selling shares to the public, trading on the NASDAQ. You're listening to NPR News. President Obama's top counterterrorism advisor, John Brennan, is visiting Yemen for meetings with Yemen's President Hadi. U.S. intelligence recently revealed that al-Qaeda members in Yemen continue to plot against the United States. But the leaders of Yemen have launched a new offensive against the militants. The U.S. Embassy in Yemen has issued a statement saying Brennan has conveyed President Obama's strong commitment to support Yemen. After scoring the biggest box office weekend in Hollywood history, The Avengers is smashing records again. NPR's Asma Khalid reports the superhero blockbuster movie is crushing its competitors for the second weekend in a row on its way to the $1 billion milestone.
The Avengers is a story about Marvel superhumans who team up to save the Earth. The movie is leading the box office for two straight weeks. It pulled in $103 million over the weekend, according to studio estimates. That's huge. It beats the old Avatar record and makes The Avengers the first movie ever to ring up more than $100 million domestically in its second weekend. The movie has racked up an additional $629 million overseas. Last week, Disney announced it's planning an Avengers sequel. Asma Khalid, NPR News, Washington.
The struggling NBC TV network is betting on laughs in the new season. NBC unveiled today its schedule for the fall season. It includes 10 sitcoms, double the number of dramas. Matthew Perry, a veteran of NBC's Friends series, stars in a new comedy series called Go On. I'm Dick Iuliano, NPR News in Washington.